We have spoken a great deal about the eye care support pathway. It's been a long time in development, but how does it support individuals, their families and friends on that sight loss journey? Well, Louise Gow and Robert Cooper from RNIB will be appearing on ITN's business site talking about the pathway itself, but we're going to catch up with them first of all to learn a little bit more. Robert, let's come to you first of all. Perhaps you could tell us a bit more about the pathway.
The pathway was very much designed for people with eye care and sight loss, and we have taken the lead at RNIB to really start to understand what are some of the challenges and barriers that people faced on their eye care journey and their sight loss journey. We consulted with over 400 people, and what came about was that people wanted to understand the impact of that diagnosis. So when they have got that diagnosis, what does that mean? And they wanted to know about the emotional and practical support that they could be accessing on the eye care support pathway. So when they're on that journey, that they could really self-advocate and ask, why can't they get the support or the information that they need? So the pathway itself has been broken up into four stages. We've got having my initial appointment, so people presenting to an optician. We've got then having my diagnosis confirmed, so very much that hospital setting, support after diagnosis, and then living well with their condition. And then we've actually got periods of waiting in between, because as you know, the challenges to the NHS at the moment is people are on long waiting lists to get that information, support, or get that diagnosis. So it's been a collaboration piece. We've co-produced it with people, but then also we've worked with 23 of our leading professional organisations, such as the Royal College of Ophthalmology, College of Optometrists, Royal College of Nursing, Visionary members, and also NHS England have recently endorsed this and got behind it as well. So yes, it's very much there to empower patients. And just recently we've launched a patient and public facing version, but I'll talk about that in a minute. I'm sure you want to speak to Louise.
This isn't, you know, just about the individuals themselves and the families and so on being on that journey. You're also looking to inform clinicians as well, because they're going to play a huge part in this and supporting people. And I suppose having them understand the pathway and their responsibilities is a big part too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an essential part. Up until now, clinical pathways and social care and support and emotional support have run quite separately. And people often find their way to those services accidentally or later on than they really needed to access those services. And that's partly because the clinicians are under a lot of pressure and time constraints within clinics. And so they're focusing very much on the healthcare side of the eye care journey and not thinking about the actual impact of that eye condition on that individual, of the diagnosis, of that period of waiting between different test results. So part of the work that we've been doing is upskilling clinicians to understand their role within the eye care support pathway. And it's really important that clinicians understand that at the point at which they're diagnosing someone with an eye condition, at the point at which they're planning treatment, if that individual starts to lose their sight, they're in an ideal position to say to that person, look, there is support for you, you're not alone, and that there are these organisations that can help you, whether that's a local society, whether it's an RNIB service. Often it's just simply knowing that there's an ECLO in their eye care clinic that they can refer that person to. And that's the gateway through to lots and lots of other support. It's identifying patients that have lost a little bit of sight and would really benefit from having a low vision assessment, for instance, rather than that person having to say to the consultant, you know, isn't there anything you can do to help me use my sight? It should be an automatic process. So we've been spending a lot of time talking to optometrists and to hospital eye clinic staff to raise their awareness of the eye care support pathway and also their role within that, and how much difference that can make, just simply making that link for a patient to other organisations that can support them.
Have the clinicians been really open to this? 'Cause it's almost like an extra piece of responsibility that they're having to take on, but I suppose understanding the difference that can make to the patient as well. I suppose, has that helped get that message across to them too?
all of the clinicians that we've spoken to, all of the continuing education training that we've done for professionals has been extremely well received. And I think clinicians really want to do the very best for their patients in all respects, not just the health, but they want to be able to link patients with support. So giving them easy ways of referral into organizations like RNIB, you know, just simply making a quick referral to an ECLO, for instance, that's much easier than saying, as a clinician, you need to phone up social services on behalf of this individual. That's the time-consuming bit. So I think clinicians have been very welcoming of the resources that we've given, the referral points that we've arranged, and just understanding what support is out there, because that's often not covered in clinical training. And so, you know, trying to embed these sorts of pieces of information and this training into the curriculum at universities has made quite a big difference too.
By the sounds of it, it almost is looking to take a holistic approach to supporting that person. So not just here's some glasses or here's a magnifier. You know, there's a lot more to this. You know, helping them with their everyday life, vision rehabilitation, perhaps even supporting family and friends with their diagnosis as well.
It is very much agnostic of any one condition, but what we try to do, you know, take those experiences, what are the fundamental support requirements, the golden thread, and there is golden thread like low vision services, or there's ECLO, ICA liaison officer services, or there's waiting well services, but then there's also things like employment support, you know, people making sure that they stay in employment, there's reading services that RNIB, these are all different types of services that people can access depending on where they are on the eye care journey. What we've tried to do is to allow people to be a bit more of an active participant and be able to self-advocate and say, actually, why am I not getting that referral to a low vision practitioner? Or why am I not seeing an ECLO in this eye department? Or why am I not being referred for support or emotional and counseling support or genetic testing? Why am I not being issued a certificate of vision impairment? Why am I not being referred now into rehabilitation services? And why am I not being registered on the local authority blind register to get the benefits that I'm also entitled to at that stage of the pathway? So we've really tried to, with the patient-facing version now, the lay version that we launched a couple of weeks ago at Aston University, that is very much there as a guide to help the person, the individual, to help friends, family, carers, to really start to think about, actually, when I'm in that appointment, as Louise has explained, I could ask a question about what's next and what does this mean and do I need to go for that low vision service? And then the other thing that RNIB has been working on with our partners is to embed referrals or information into the system to make it as easy as possible for our professionals. You know, we know their time is precious. Those consultants may only have 10 minutes or 20 minutes with a person, an individual, but actually, if the click of a button means that they get a cataracts leaflet or information about Macular Society or Retina UK or RNIB, you know, actually that can make a significant difference and be part of the solution.
Is that something that's easy to get across to the clinicians, Louise, when you're talking to the professionals about the pathway and training them? Because I imagine, you know, that would be, you know, an extra sense of accomplishment if they know that they can not just give a diagnosis, but they can actually put the person on the road to all the things that Robert was talking about there.
Having that knowledge and that skill set to be able to also link them with support to prevent them from losing their job unnecessarily, and that protects their finances and their security as a family, and enabling people to understand how to get the support that they need is a really fulfilling part of their job. And I think now that clinicians are learning more about that and understanding how they can help and in what ways they can help, I think that makes a whole different dynamic to the care that you can provide for a person in your clinic. You know, it's understanding that a person is more than a pair of eyes. It's their family life, supporting their children. It's the impact it has on their choice of hobbies and their quality of life generally. You know, the clinicians are really interested in hearing what support is out there, and often they just didn't realize that support is there, in much the same way that patients often don't realize that support is there. So the eye care support pathway is creating that bridge. It's filling that gap so that both clinicians and patients are aware of what's possible, basically.
Unfortunately, in the UK, I think we're looking at by 2035, we're looking at something like 4 million people to have some level of sight loss. So the system's under a lot of pressure, and we need people to, like you say, have independent lives to be able to respond to the impact of having maybe a sight loss diagnosis, how they remain in employment, how they continue to live life to the full. You know, it's really important that people very much have that knowledge. And one service user and one supporter described that they were often told that they were hard to reach. Well, for 10 years, they turned up at their clinic appointment, and for 10 years, nobody told them about the support that they could be accessing. They weren't hard to reach, they were in that clinic. So if you want more information about the eye care support pathway, please visit rnib.org.uk and look for the eye care support pathway.
And as Robert said, if you want to find out more, do have a look at RNIB's website. It's rnib.org.uk. The helpline is there as well on 0303 123 9999. And you can also ask your Amazon Echo device to call RNIB's helpline. Robert and Louise, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.